Jason Wilding is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth and Mars and the Moon should get Packers information from Jason Wilde every day of the year. You need it. We do our part. 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. All right, let's go. Jonathan Taylor, the Packers were interested when you heard that. What was your first thought?
Makes sense to me. Got Aaron Jones not going to play next year under the terms of his current contract. They already took a $5 million pay cut for this year. Still paying him $11 million. You got A.J. Dillon in the final year of his contract. Not sure they love him as much as they wanted to love him. So worth exploring. Find out what the price is. Pay Jonathan Taylor one of those contracts that there's a lot of money up front, but then you can get out of them after, you know, 2-3 years in case there's a drop-off, and have one of the best running backs in football who was an MVP candidate a couple years ago as your new running back next season. I like the idea, so it made sense to me. Did it make sense to you?
I don't know, because it's all a fact on how much you have to give up. We don't know because they didn't trade him. So, you know, there wasn't, or was there?
At least not yet.
Was there information that you saw in terms of what they wanted or what they were looking for, or has that been quiet?
Well, you know, I was doing our show, and then I headed over to Lambeau so I could be here in time for Goody at 1 o'clock. But I saw we've got his name, Sean Stevenson. There's somebody that,
yes. He's on Twitter.
He's always nice enough to send us all the things that he finds interesting, that he thinks we
yes.
might find interesting.
Yep.
And I believe the punter, not Brad Nortman, but Pat McAfee.
Yeah, the very rich punter.
Yeah, he played for the Colts. He obviously knows people with the Colts boys. Windy out here.
Yes.
He reported that the Packers offered A.J. Dillon and the Colts wanted Aaron Jones. Now, Goody called Aaron Jones the heart and soul of this team today. And he also claimed that A.J. Dillon was always going to be on this team. And he said that sometimes teams use us for leverage. But what's he going to say? Yeah, we tried to trade for him. They didn't like our offer, and I wasn't willing to go higher, so we're going to keep the guys we've got. And if they bring down their price tag, maybe we'll pursue Jonathan Taylor again. I mean, he's not going to say that. So,
right. You had said on the show a fourth and A.J. Dillon, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they would have done it, you think, for a fourth and...
Oh, I don't know if... I don't think the Colts... I mean, the Colts wanted a first-round pick for him.
Right.
And they were unable to get that from anyone, right? I mean, so that's why he's still a Colt, at least for now. So I don't know if they're going to change their price tag. I don't know how miserable he is going to be or how difficult it's going to be moving forward, but I don't think that thing's resolved yet, and so we're going to have to wait and see exactly how it ends up being resolved.
Would you trade Aaron Jones for him?
I mean, I am partial to Aaron Jones as a person, and I agree with the assessment that Aaron Jones is the heart and soul of this team. At the same time,
that's a great question.
He's a much younger player.
Right.
Obviously. Right? I mean, that's part of it. If I'm trying to think long term, I would like a guy who is going to be my starting running back for a long time, or at least longer than Aaron Jones probably is going to be. I mean, there's a good chance, and again, I think I've made it very clear my affinity for him.
This is probably his last year.
He's not on the team next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, there, it's possible that they start over at running back altogether, and they don't have A.J. Dillon or Aaron Jones. That's a possibility. I don't know if it's the likelihood, but, you know, I'm eager to see how this season plays out because both those guys are going to be called upon heavily because I still believe, even though we saw Jordan Love throw a lot of passes in preseason.
Yeah, they're going to run.
In the games. I think they're going to run a lot more than they did in the preseason. So, again, I would rather have Jonathan Taylor. I think he is a field-tilting player. He's much younger. So, yes, if I had the opportunity to acquire him at what I would deem to be a good price, I would do it. But clearly, whatever the price tag was in the Colts' mind was higher than what the Packers were willing to pay.
All right, the heart and soul of this team, do you think Aaron Jones is, or who are the other alternatives?
I think he is. They don't have enough guys that are that been on the team long enough.
I know. Your choices are Aaron Jones, David
Jair
Bakhtiari,
Alexander. You know, I don't think you can be. And I don't want to call David. I think the word malcontent would be too strong. But David's. I don't think David's. Super happy.
Yeah, I would pick
here,
Aaron
right?
Jones. Yeah, no, I'm just thinking, who are the people we can choose from?
Jair, Kenny Clark.
Kenny
maybe,
Clark.
But Kenny Clark, I don't think Kenny Clark has the kind of personality that fills the heart and soul. I mean, look, Aaron Jones is just a grade A plus guy. Like, he's...
In every way.
He could not be more supportive of Jordan Love. He could not be a better teammate. I told you the story that one day when one of his veteran teammates came over wanting something to ask him to go get him some food and put it in his locker. I mean, this guy's one of the best running backs in football.
And he did it.
And he did it.
Yep.
Because that tells you the kind of guy he is. So, you know, again, I think he's the kind of guy that you want on your team. The question would be, no matter how great of a guy he is and leader and everything else, obviously, if what Pat McAfee said is true, the Packers did not feel like they would rather have Jonathan Taylor on their team than have Aaron Jones on their team. We tried about six different ways, and I tried the most.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean... You know, I didn't think it was apples to apples, but I didn't think it was like apples to, you know, bacon to compare what they did when they traded Mike Flanagan to the Panthers. Then he flunked his physical and ended up back here. Like, but again, if you're not sure you want a guy on your team anymore, and that's it doesn't matter if the report isn't entirely accurate or it's partially accurate or whatever it might be. If you're A.J. Dillon, I'm not sure how you hear that and don't feel like, oh, they don't really want me here.
Well, I was going to ask you, because I feel like, oh, all right, I'm not surprised. He's better than I am. Or do players not think that way? Like,
well, I don't think players.
But do you think A.J. Dillon realizes that he's not as good, or not?
Sure. I mean, I'm sure. But it doesn't make it any... I don't think it makes it any easier.
I agree. I don't know how players would feel about that. You know, if you're the quarterback and he's arguably one of the top two running backs in the league. Is he the top running back in the league?
I mean, you could probably argue McCaffrey's better, and there's, you know, probably some other running backs that would try to make the argument. But I think he's a really good player. I think he does everything well. And I certainly, from a selfish perspective, would have loved to have had him on the team. I think it would have been a hell of a story. But, again, and I don't know, maybe A.J. Dillon, I guess, doesn't believe it. But, like, I don't know, they kind of put him on notice this offseason, right? that what he did last year wasn't good enough.
Right.
So they do that, and then varying degrees of truth on whether they were shopping him. I mean, I don't know how he doesn't look at that and go, well, I guess I just have to control what I can control and be the best version of me as possible. And if I'm playing here, great. And if I'm not, then I'll go get a job somewhere else.
Right.
But I think what we have to remember, and Tausch has said this a bunch, you know, whenever we say it's business, it's not personal. That may be true, but when you're the player that's being talked about,
it's personal.
Personal to you.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I think it's, I mean, I'm just curious because, you know, it's like for Jonathan Taylor, and yeah, I think they would trade anybody for Jonathan Taylor. But then I don't know if A.J. Dillon, how much he thinks, like, I could be the running back for the Packers next year. I could be the guy, right?
Right, and or if Aaron Jones wasn't here and I was the full-time number one back, I could run for 1,400 yards.
Yeah.
But I don't get that opportunity because, you know, as much as I love Aaron Jones, he's still here, so I have to share carries with him. I don't know if A.J. is going to talk about this or not. I don't know what the heck he would say if he does, but, you know, again, I'm guessing that Pat McAfee, for whatever things people may or may not like about him, I'm guessing he's still pretty well plugged in with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes, yes.
And for him to have put that out there,
I believe it's true.
There's got to be at least some truth to it. Yeah, exactly.
Lots of truth. All right, Goody, any comment of note that you would like to pass along?
Well, I did hearken back to, and we, you know, obviously we've talked about this on the show a bunch, about his answer last or 2 weeks ago about how, you know, we're here to win championships, not just win some games. And sometimes to win championships, you got to give guys room to improve, an opportunity. It's hard not to look at this roster and go, you know, just, you don't think you have a Super Bowl team. You would love it if you somehow snuck into the playoffs. But this is all about building for 24 and 25. I don't expect him to say that. I never did. But I did want to ask him as kind of a follow-up now that they have this roster in place. I mean, you know, somebody pointed out to me on Twitter that in 2009, the Packers had the youngest roster in the league. And they obviously, you know,
yep,
were a face mask fumble away from advancing to the NFC divisional round. You know, Aaron Rodgers was in his second year, not in his first year as the starter after a 3-year apprenticeship. So, I said to this person, yeah, I can see that. But what I'm saying is that's why I think 2024 is the year they're aiming for, and then 2025 after that. So, I think they know what they have. I think they know what their shortcomings are going to be. I think they would love nothing more than to win more games than people expect them to. But if they're going to try and stand, you know, somebody's going to try and stand in front of the room and talk about how this is a Super Bowl contender, I think it would be like the time Barry Alvarez, Tausch loves to tell that story when there were some guys, you know, talking about how we're going to win the Big Ten, and Barry Alvarez told them, sit down. Okay, this is a process. We're not winning the Big Ten this year. So I think if they were telling the truth to this team this year, they'd be saying some similar things. I mean, when you're claiming a tight end off of waivers and you're adding a safety off of waivers, when you had all camp and by the way, none of the guys that you cut were claimed by anybody. So it's not like the rest of the league was like, ooh, the Packers cut this guy. This guy's a good player. We need him.
And that's rare compared to past years, wouldn't you agree?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they're so young and because – so, again, I think this is – you know, however many wins they get beyond like 6 or 7 wins will be a wonderful bonus. And if by some, you know, fortunate flip of the football, they somehow go 9-8 and get the 7th seed and these young guys get to play in a playoff game when they're young players, that would all be great for them. And it would be, you know, those would be bonuses. But this team is clearly building for 24 and beyond. And it's going to be a fascinating journey to watch unfold this year.
Yeah, in 2009, they were 3rd in points scored and 7th in points given up. That those numbers were as good as the next year when they won the Super Bowl. So
right, and you know, I know Goody mentioned this, that they were 10-14 in the first 24 games Rodgers started. Okay, ooh. They were 6-10 the first year, and then 4-4 before they caught fire in 2009. But you know, that's a. This is how stats can look, however you want them to look. They were 1-7 in one score games in 2008.
Yep.
And at least I think four of those seven, the defense had the lead in the fourth quarter and gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you want, we could have Jordan and through 24 games, be four games under 500 and still be headed in the right direction.
Did he mention that they brought in Dom Capers in 2009? They changed defensive coordinators after 2009.
That was not included in the conversation.
Yeah,
no,
that'd be a good one, though.
That might be something that could happen in 2024.
Yes,
that's for sure.
That's right, yep. All right.
I it'll be interesting to see how this year unfolds, but he has, if you are listening to him closely, you are hearing Goody say, whatever we can do from a winning perspective will be a great bonus. But because the question boiled down to, what's realistic expectations for this team? And he would not flat out say, well, the Super Bowl is not a realistic expectation, but you can infer that and you'd be correct. And I don't think there's anything wrong with being realistic about it.
Yeah, I would say it'd be great. What do you think Goody believes, given they're his guys who believes him? I think Goody would be happy with 8-9, but I think he thinks there's the possibility that they could do better.
Yeah,
this is
and
tough,
I would say,
because you know Goody better than I do.
And, no, I would say all that, and I would say he also, down deep, also realizes it could be worse. Than 8-9 as well. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer, take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. It's tough to say. What does Goody think? I'll take 8-9 right now. Pebble will be the smart one. Because what'd you say, Pebble?
8 wins.
Yeah, Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Have we done this one before? Homer says he will take 8-9 right now. I don't know if I'll throw a party. Yeah, I'll throw a party. I'll take 8-9 and throw a party. Where should we have the party? Now we can worry about that later. 1-800-990-3776. It's not next, but it's soon, and that would be Are You a Better Guesser? And it is Wednesday at 3:30, and that means that we will have Rain Man. I'm sure Rain Man's going to continue. We're on from 5 to 6, so maybe it'll be Wednesday at 5:30. I don't know, but we do have some big prizes online, cousin subs for a year, so we'll figure it out. But yes, Rain Man will continue. I guess we'll have one today, Wednesday, and then we'll have next Wednesday on the 6th, and then we'll have to find a new time for it in the one-hour show, the Homer Hour, which starts on the... Is that the 11th?
The 11th,
I believe
yes.
It is the 11th. 8-9, throw a party. Next.